a lot of it was sort of investigating the rivers and looking at what's happening on the rivers. And then we've started to get into actually working to improve the rivers this year. So we did a project on the Glenagannon River in September, where we were building a revetment wall out of natural materials. And we used our volunteers. Some of them had trained with us the previous year, and we built this natural revetment out of brash and willow. Hopefully that will help the riverbank to recover and build itself up again.
And this money that's been allocated now will help to train more volunteers and hopefully help progress that work and get more work done in the coming months and years.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the training that we did with the River Guardians last year was really, really good, really useful for us going forward. So we had monitoring and surveying skills and then the practical skills, and we really put that to good use on the Glenagannon. So going forward, we're going to get more practical skills, kind of keep improving on the skills that we already have, so scaling up on that, but then bringing in new skills and techniques that we can use again down the line.
And Trish, if anyone wants to get involved, become a river guardian in the Inishowen area, what should they do?
If you go to our website and download our volunteer form, it's under the downloads button. So go in there, fill that in and send it back to us. Then we'll put you into our database. And when the schedule of courses is developed, then we'll send it out to you and people can start to register from there.